Okay, we're picking up in Zvachim Daf Gimel Amud Beis at the two dots. So we've been dealing with a series of questions that Rava asked, where things seem to be in conflict, or you had different teachings that were contradictory, and in each case he answered it. So now, continuing with the theme of some of the things we've learned, we have others asking contradictions. There's Yosef Bar Ami Rami. Rav Yosef Bar Ami asked, Shinoi Kodesh Ashinoi Balim. From a halacha that's written by Shinoi Kodesh to a halacha that's written by Shinoi Bailam, Umashani and answered it. What is Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailam? Shinoi Kodesh is what we've been learning about. So like, for example, you have a Karban Chatos, and you bring it L'Shem in Ola, that you have in mind in Ola, so that's the case we've been talking about, and that's problematic. But in addition to shechting, or doing one of the other critical services of an animal Karban, in addition to shechting it with the right carbon in mind, there's also an issue that it has to be shechted with the proper person who's the one who's bringing the carbon. You have to have in mind the owner of the carbon. So Shinoi Balim is where the Kohen would, for example, shecht the carbon, but instead of having in mind that Reuven, who brought the carbon, should have kapara, he has in mind that it should be Shimon. So then that is a problem in the case of a Pesach, for example, would disqualify the animal. In the case of another carbon, it simply doesn't achieve the aim of the owner. So that's a case of Shinoi Balim, where the coin does it for the wrong owner. So he asks, what are the questions that the question he asks, one that has to do with switching what kind of carbon it is, and the one that has to do with switching the owners. He says, Mi amar Rav, did Rav say, we have a member that says that Rav says, Chata sheshachta l'shem chatos, ksheira. L'shem ola psula. That if someone shechted a chatos, even if he did something, he had in mind the wrong kind of chatos, then that's still kosher. L'shem ola psula, but if he has in mind the ola, it's possible. So we learned the second part is easy. We've learned this already. If you have in mind the ola when you're shechting a chatos, that's a problem. But the chiddush that we're learning here is that it's not necessarily a problem if you have, let's say, a chatos that's for chelev, that someone ate chelev, so they're supposed to bring a chatos, and when the kohen brings it, he has in mind that it should be for chatos for dam, for eating blood, which is a different kind of chatos. But as long as it's within the category, he brought it as a chatos, even if he had in mind the wrong kind of chatos, it's still kosher. So Alma, what do you see? You see something that was actually different than what we've been learning up until this point today. He says, Delav minah machrev ba. He says, something that's dissimilar is not disregarded, but rather that destroys, it interrupts. Why? Because an ola relative to chatas to itself versus an ola is dissimilar, and you see that something dissimilar is a problem, because if he brings it as an ola, it's puzzle. Dimina, but something that's similar, lo machir ba, doesn't destroy one kind of chatas for another kind of chatas. A chatas chelev, he has in mind a chatas dam instead of a chatas chelev, does not destroy. So this is opposite of what we've been describing till now. It's saying that something similar is disregarded and does not mess up the intent, but something dissimilar would mess it up. So that's one thing, one halacha. V'hama Rav, and Rav also said, chatas sheshachta al misha mechuyav chatas psula. So if the Kohen shechted an animal, shechted a chatas, and Reuven is the one who brought the chatas, and when the Kohen shechts it, he has in mind that Shimon, that the chatas should be for Shimon. Now Shimon also needs to bring a chatas. That's the case we're dealing with. In that case, it's pasul. So if the Kohen brings it for Shimon instead of Reuven, it's pasul. Amisha mechuyav ola. But let's say Shimon was not mechayav, he wasn't chayav a chatas, he was only chayav an ola. So Reuven brings an animal for a chatas, and the Kohen has in mind that it should be for Shimon's ola. So in that case, we say ksheira. So Alma, so how do you understand this case? We see, he says, debar minei machraba, delav minei loy machraba. So in this case, you see that something that is dissimilar, he says, something that is dissimilar does not destroy. So in other words, something that's dissimilar is disregarded. So in this case, when he had in mind Shimon should have an ola, that's dissimilar than Reuven who has a chatas. And you see that intention is sufficiently dissimilar that it's disregarded. Whereas if he had in mind Shimon and Shimon, in fact, is similar in the sense that he also owes a chatas, then it is problematic. So this is more similar to the rule we've been dealing with till now, where dissimilar is disregarded and similar is problematic. So we have a stira, because in the case of a chatas chelev and a chatas dam, it says that similar is disregarded and dissimilar interrupts. And then in the case where we're dealing with, where he had in mind Shimon, whether Shimon owed a chatas or an ola, we see that that which is dissimilar is disregarded, i.e. the ola, and that which is similar, where Shimon is also owes a chatas, that something is similar is problematic and interrupts. So you have a stira between two things that Rav said. Umashani and Rav Yosef Barami answered. He said as follows. He says, Hasam there, v'shachat oso l'chatas am rachmono. The pasuk says that he shechts it l'chatas. The requirement is that when the Kohen shechts the animal, it has to be l'chatas. So that's what the pasuk says. V'hare chatas l'shem chatas nishchata. And in fact, he brought a chatas with intent that it should be for a chatas. So there, verses, so that's the case of the chatas. Hacha, but here, in this case, where he brought it for Shimon, v'chiper alav, the pasuk says that the animal that he does, that it's kapara on him, v'chiper alav, k'siv, it's written that it is mechaper on him, alav, which says it's on him, v'lo achavero, it can't be on his friend. And so therefore, chavero dum yedidei, shemechuyev kapara kemoso. So, but when it says on him and not on his friend, it's coming to exclude what kind of friend. It's a friend who's similar to him in the sense that he owes a kapara just like him and he owes a chata. So to explain, the answer is as follows. So we're saying really the halacha is that something dissimilar is disregarded, just like we've been saying throughout the daf today. And that's why in the case where it says that it's kapara on him and not his friend, so which kind of friend interrupts is when his friend is in the same category as him, or it's something similar, because something that's similar interrupts. Versus if it's dissimilar, meaning his friend does not owe a chatas, but he owes an ola. So in that case, dissimilar is disregarded, and it's not enough to take it out of its category. So that's the regular halacha. But the first halacha, the one that we learned that seemed to say dissimilar is regarded and similar is disregarded, that's very specific to the case of the pasuk says a shachar oso l'chata. So normally dissimilar is disregarded. Here we're saying that, and similar is a problem. Here we're saying similar is not a problem because since he owed a chatas and it was brought l'chatas, even though mixed up chelev dam and chelev, chatas dam and chatas chelev, it still works because the pasuk says v'shachar oso l'chatas, you shecht it for chatas. As long as you do it for chatas, even if you mix up the type of chatas carbons we have. So again, we're restoring our rule. Dissimilar is disregarded. And the fact that we had a case where we said that similar is disregarded, where he mixed up which kind of chatas he was bringing it for, that's only, the only reason that similar is disregarded there is because the pasuk tells you, you just require v'shachar oso l'chatas. And he achieved that because he had in mind a chatas when he shechted this chatas, albeit the wrong kind of chatas. Rav Chaviva asked that there seemed to be a contradiction. Shinoi bailim atoch tocho, between the case of where the Kohen had in mind the wrong owner and toch tocho, which is the halacha we learned before about one keli is in another keli. Umishani, and he answered this stira. So what's this stira? He says, Umi amar Rav, did Rav say, chatas sheshachta al mishimuchuyiv chatas psula, that if he shechted a chatas. Reuven brought a chatas, the Kohen shechted it for Shimon, who in fact owed a chatas, in that case it's pasul. Al mishimuchuyiv ola, but if the Kohen brought Reuven's chatas, having in mind Shimon's ola, then kshera is kshera because it's sufficiently dissimilar. And ola, when Shimon owes an ola, not a chatas, that makes Shimon sufficiently dissimilar from Reuven, and therefore dissimilar is disregarded, and it's not enough to ruin it. So alma, so what do you see? Dimina machriba, that's something that's similar interrupts or is problematic. Lav mina, but something that's dissimilar, lo machriba, does not destroy, is not a problem because dissimilar is disregarded. So we're fine. As long as he brought it for Shimon, when Shimon is in a dissimilar status of owing an ola, then we disregard it and it does not interrupt with the carbon. But if Shimon owes a chatash just like Reuven, so Reuven and Shimon are similar, then the Kohen's bad intent interrupts and is a problem. Okay, so that's the general halacha we've had. Dissimilar is disregarded. But v'hatanya, we learned in the Braisa, which we learned earlier on today's daf, tocho v'lo toch tocho. So the pasuk tells you that we know, as we discussed, that in an earthenware keli, that if the food is in the keli together with the sheretz, even though the sheretz hasn't touched the keli and it's just airspace tumah, he says that in that case, it does not become tame. And we say, afilu kli shetef matzil, that even a metal keli saves. Why? The way we're learning here is we're learning as follows, which is a little different than we learned earlier, but the idea is that it is not coming to teach you the chiddush that when you stick a kli cheres inside another kli cheres, that it protects the food inside, because that's obvious. Why? Because a kli cheres is only tame when it's touched from the inside. And in this case, the kli that's in the kli, that has the food, nothing, no tumah touched the inside of that keli. And you're dealing with a separate airspace. So therefore, that's not a chiddush. So when the Torah came to tell you, toch tocho was coming to tell you, when the Torah came to, when you have the case of toch tocho, where one keli is in another keli, it's coming to tell you, even in a case where it's a different kind of material, let's say metal. So you might think that since the sheretz that's in the kli cheretz can be metamis something by airspace, and since this metal keli is in the airspace, so maybe you'll say the metal keli becomes tame, and then therefore the food inside the metal keli, which is touching the metal keli, also becomes tame. So the Torah tells you, no, that the metal that's in the kli cheres, in the earthenware keli, is sufficient to interrupt, and we don't say it's disregarded. So what do you see? You see that in that case, something dissimilar is not disregarded. So you have metal, which is dissimilar to cheres, and yet it's not disregarded, and therefore we say it's enough to protect the food to make it tar. So you have the case of chatos, whether Shimon is chayav a chatos or an ola, where we say dissimilar is disregarded, and we have the case of metal inside of a kli cheres, where even though the metal is dissimilar from the cheres, we still say it's not disregarded and it protects the food that's inside. So we have a stira. Umashani, and he answered, and basically the Gemara's answer is going to be the following, is that you're right. Generally, dissimilar is disregarded. And that's why when Shimon and Reuven and Shimon have different karbonos that they owe, one Reuven owes a chatas and Shimon owes an ola, they're dissimilar. And therefore the Kohen's action of mixing them up is disregarded. So how come it is that in the case of toch tocho, where it's metal inside earthenware, and you would normally say that metal is dissimilar and therefore should be disregarded, basically it's not, because there's a special limud in the pasuk which tells you toch tocho, that something that's inside, even if it's metal, is protected, and we don't disregard the metal. So basically we're saying, generally speaking, dissimilar is disregarded, but here there's a special limud. Where do we see it? V'atanya, Mishani learns as follows, arba tocho ksibi. So basically, there's four tochos written. What does this mean? The pasuk, as we discussed earlier, says as follows, v'chol kli cheres asher yipo mehem al tocho, any earthenware keli that fell from it, meaning something that's a tame, a sheretz, into it, el tocho, into it, it says, kol asher betocho, anything that is in it, yitma is tame. So you have the word tocho twice. Something that falls into it, into the kli cheres, then anything that is in it, in that kli cheres, becomes tame. So you have the word tocho twice. And the Gemara is picking up on is the pasuk could have been written in a way that would say the word toch, inside. And the fact that it says tocho, in it, which is an extra vav, is coming to teach you an extra limud. So you have basically toch and tocho with an extra vav. That's two limudim. And it says that word tocho twice. So you have toch is one limud, extra vav tocho is another limud. Then you have the second toch is a third limud, and the second toch with a vav tocho is a fourth limud. So you have four things to learn out from these two mentions of tocho. So what are the four? So you have toch tocho toch tocho. So we say chad l'gufe. One is coming just to tell you that a kli cheres can be the way that it's made. The way that it's made tame is by through the airspace. B'chad l'gzera shava, and the second is coming for gzera shava. So which Rashi says she tame sheretz as akeli v'alpa pishloi nogabo. That we learned, the Gemara in Chulin learns gzera shava using one of these tochs to tell you that this is so. That it is metama the inside even when it does not touch. In other words, so one is telling you that kli cheres can be metame with anything that's in its airspace, even if it's not touching. The second one is teaching you that even if the tuma is in the airspace, that's enough to be metame everything that's in the kli cheres. Okay, so we have that. A kli cheres is metame things that are in its airspace. We have that something that goes into its airspace that's tame is enough to make a tame. It doesn't need a touch. Chad tocho shel zeh velo tocho shel acher. The next tocho is coming to tell you that this is a halacha that's unique to specifically in it in a kli cheres, but other kelim don't work that way. So, for example, metal keli is not metame. Things that are in its airspace that's unique to a kli cheres, and idach tocho v'idach, and the last one is coming to tell you the last of the limudim we had four is tocho v'lo toch tocho, that when is it metame something? It's metame when the thing is inside it, not if it's inside something that is inside it. So therefore, va'afilu kli shetach matzel, and it's telling you even something like a metal keli. That's capable, that's different than an earthenware keli. It's coming to tell you a special limud. Even though normally we say that something that's dissimilar is disregarded, and therefore metal that's in earthenware should be disregarded. In this particular case, it's not disregarded because we have a special limud of the pasuk that tells you that only something that's in the airspace of the earthenware keli becomes tummy, not something that's in the airspace of something that's in the airspace of the earthenware keli, even if that inner keli, the toch tocho, is made out of a material that's dissimilar, like for example metal, which is dissimilar to earthenware. Have a good day.